From its founding as a frontier outpost, through its role as the birthplace of a new state during the Civil War, and its evolution into a manufacturing center, the city of Wheeling in the Northern Panhandle has been home to a wide range of legendary personalities. A new book from Arcadia Publishing, Legendary Locals of Wheeling, pays homage to some of these characters. Glennis Board brings us this report.
Fred Carney, a professor of history at Eastern Gateway Community College, conceived of the idea of putting a book of local Wheeling legends together.
I approached Sean Duffy from the High County Public Library about highlighting some of the people in and around Wheeling that have contributed not only to Wheeling's culture, but also to, you know, American culture at large. And a lot of people know about Betty Zane, they know about Walter Reuther, but there's so many other characters that locally, and even, I would say, you have to be in the right part of town to know about them, like Paul McGinnis, who was on the USS Indianapolis, the famed ship talked about by Quint in the movie Jaws that went down and hundreds of people were eaten by sharks. When you go and sit in his kitchen and talk with him, he has this unbelievable story, and then I go around town and very few people know about him. So it's just a way to highlight different Wheeling citizens, and Sean Duffy really ran with it.
Sean Duffy is the programming and publicity coordinator at the Ohio County Public Library.
Well, actually, Brent Carney, my friend who's co-editor, said that we should do this book because, you know, we've worked with Arcadia in the past. And he said we can donate the royalties to the Ohio County Library. And so that's kind of what sold me. So I thought, you know, there are a lot of people from Wheeling, you know, who've accomplished great things, and it would be a worthwhile project.
The two men collaborated with about 40 writers in Wheeling to come up with the biographical stories that accompany the many photos and illustrations of the legendary locals. Duffy explains that they began with a list of about 300 names. They had to figure out a way to whittle that number down by about half.
Ultimately, it was a very difficult process to narrow it down. So we remain concerned that, you know, we haven't included everyone who, frankly, who deserves to be in the book. It just wasn't possible. So what we tried to do was find a representative sample, you know, beyond those people who are obvious choices like Betty Zane and Samuel McCulloch and Walter Reuther, Eleanor Stieber, the opera singer, Chu Berry, the jazz musician.
Many of the characters that landed in the book are also in the Wheeling Hall of Fame, but Duffy says by collaborating with so many local historians and writers, both he and Carney had the opportunity to discover lesser-known legends.
There were people in the sciences that I wasn't aware of, people in the Aviation Hall of Fame from Wheeling, great architects who designed many of the buildings in Wheeling. So, yeah, the list goes on and on. Of course, we knew about the sports heroes, Brent and I. We knew about the heroes of history, as I've already mentioned, Betty Zane. But there are a lot of people who've done things who don't get the glamour and recognition probably that they deserve. And so a lot of them made it in the book.
Duffy says he was happy to be able to include one of his personal favorites, Augustus Pollock, a cigar maker from Wheeling.
He's also one of the only business owners who has a statue built in his honor by the people who worked for him, by labor, because he was, you know, and this was, we're talking late 19th century, Gilded Age. He was a very progressive, an open-door policy. He treated his workers right, which was virtually unheard of in the late 19th century. And so he influenced a lot of other business leaders and made Wheeling sort of a better place for the working class. And so I was happy to include all that in the book as well.
Duffy says it's a little early to plan a sequel, but with so many legends still unnamed, the thought isn't far from his mind.
I'm open to that idea, and I think it, depending on the feedback we get, it might be something we'll pursue.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glennis Board in Wheeling.